Ukraine security issue.
On July 25th, the 152nd day of Russia's invasion, the Kharkiv and Dnipropetrovsk regions remained under intensive artillery and missile fire. Shortly after midnight, Russian invaders shelled the town of Chuhuyev, Kharkiv region. As a result, a school and a culture house with civilians inside were destroyed. A number of apartment buildings and private houses were also damaged. As of 6 p.m. Monday, rescuers and workers were still clearing the rubble. In the morning, there was a series of explosions on the outskirts of Mykolaiv. In the Dnipropetrovsk region, a 10-year-old girl was badly wounded by one of artillery shells fired from a Russian-controlled area in the neighboring Zaporizhia region. According to Zaporizhia Governor Valentin Reznichenko, some of the Russian artillery systems are located on the premises of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in the occupied town of Enerhodar. To protect the country from Russian missiles, the Ukrainian army needs fighter jets. Valery Romanenko, a Ukrainian aviation expert, told Ukrainian radio on Monday, noting that the US government had already earmarked funds for training Ukrainian pilots.
Найкращим засобом для знищення крилатих ракет є винищувач.
Cruise missiles are best destroyed by fighter jets. And if we also had flying radars, we would be able to destroy up to 80% of cruise missiles. I suspect that all the four cruise missiles that targeted the Khmelnytsky region may have been shot down with the help of NATO flying radars, said Valery Romanenko.
Натівських літаючих радарів.
In a comment to the Washington Post, Bohdan Dmytruk, battalion commander of the 93rd Brigade Holodny Yar, said that Western weapons helped the Ukrainian military succeed on the front line and reduce its losses. In particular, according to him, thanks to US HIMARS, the intensity of shelling by the Russian army in the area of Izum, Kharkiv region has decreased tenfold. Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov said earlier that the Ukrainian armed forces need at least 50 units of HIMARS or their analogs for effective defense, and at least 100 to launch an offensive. On Monday, he confirmed that German Gepard anti-aircraft missile systems and ammunition for them had arrived in Ukraine. In addition, Poland delivered battle tanks. In the Donbas, Russian forces were reported to have retreated after unsuccessful attempts to storm Ukrainian positions. They keep trying to take Slovyansk, Kramatorsk and other important cities in the Donetsk region, but so far they have not succeeded. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian armed forces have taken control of several transport infrastructure facilities in the Kherson region and stalled the occupiers' advance in the Mykolaiv region. According to British military intelligence, the Russians have serious problems with military equipment due to significant losses. At the same time, Russia they are increasingly terrorizing civilians in the temporarily occupied cities and towns in the south of Ukraine. According to Dmytro Butry, head of the Kherson Region Military Administration, the occupiers kidnap civilians and don't let them evacuate. One of the locals, who requested anonymity for security reasons, told Ukrainian radio that he managed to flee the Kherson region on July 19th, thanks to volunteers. Unfortunately, his parents stayed in the occupied village.
Утром часову 9 прийшли двоє не слов'янської внешності, як то кажуть, чи
буряти. At 9 in the morning, two soldiers of non-Slavonic appearance, Buryat or something, came to me and took my car from my garage. Next day, Russian soldiers came to my neighbors and took their electric stove. We understood that they were going to stay in our village. It was very scary to hear shots and explosions, but it was a lot harder for us to leave our homes and relatives, said the man. The agreement on Ukrainian grain exports blocked in our ports by Russia is expected to start working this week. Ukraine is preparing to launch ships from its Black Sea ports, Infrastructure Minister Oleksandr Kubrakov said in a TV interview on Monday. He said the first ship loaded with grain would depart from the port of Chernomorsk, Odessa region, and within 2 weeks all the three ports would be technically ready to handle Ukrainian grain exports. Following the Russian missile strike on the Odessa port on Saturday, the United States and Ukraine are developing Plan B for exporting Ukrainian grain, according to Samantha Power, administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. She told CNN that Plan B might envision transportation by trucks, river-going vessels and trains. The latter option would need adjustment of Ukrainian trains to the European rail truck span.